Here we are for Super Tatis for Tazri Mitzera. Let's start with a few stories. The first story is about an instance where the Mechubad community of Warsaw was going to be visited by Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, the Nesivos HaMishpat, and the two of them were obviously two of the great Gedolim of their time, and the two of them each were worthy of an extraordinary amount of kavod. They actually rode together to Warsaw and were in the process of going there to be greeted by the Kehila. And when they arrived, the Kehila unlatched the horses from their yoke to that was pulling the buggy. And the people themselves decided that they were going to pull the buggy so that they could give personal kavod to the Talmud Chacham. So independently, both the Nesivos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in moments of extraordinary humility, thought, oh, you know, the Nesivos says it must be for Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I'll go and I'll push for him. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, oh, it must be for Rabbi Yaakov Melissa. I'll go push for him. And lo and behold, they both went to go push the cart together, and the entire group was pushing an empty cart. While the image is humorous, the upshot is quite powerful, is that, the fundamental humility of great men is so palpable that they don't even think that a kavod is going in their direction. The next story is a story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who apparently got upset at himself. There was news about a particular Beis Medrash. They had a negius to, and they made a change or did something that wasn't to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's liking, and he was upset because he got angry about it. So somebody asked him, "Well, when the person told you the news, were you visibly angry?" "No." "Was there any way for them to know that you were angry?" "No." "So what's to be upset about?" "Well, I could feel in myself that I was angry, and I should be in better control of myself." So it's a very important thing. We need to work on our midos, even if they are not sensed by other people. Some may give a ha'ara to say that really they can be sensed by other people, but I'm sure that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a good sense on the matter. The next story is a famous story about Rav Moshe Feinstein that I came across recently, is that he got himself a new beautiful shas when there was a beautiful new printing of shas. And this was in the old days where they had ink pens with the inkwell. So Rav Moshe got up and left the room, and whichever Talmud was there to go visit with him at the time accidentally knocked over the inkwell all over the shas. And Rav Moshe just came back in the room and acted like there was nothing happening. He did not want to embarrass another Jew, chas v'chalila. Last one is about the Meiri. The Meiri found a story about a king who was a kaisen. He got angry very often. And what he did to avoid getting angry is he wrote himself a letter, and he told all of the the letter holders or those who were around him, if you see me getting angry, just show me this letter. And the letter made three statements. The first one is, just remember, you're a nivra, not a borei. You are not the creator of the world. You are a created. There is only one. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's not you. On that same note, number two was, just remember that you are going to have an end of your life, and there's going to be Din V'Cheshbon at the end of all of that. And number three is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu only has Rachamanas for the people who are Rachamanim, so it makes sense to be a Rachaman. Next one is one of the things that will take a person out of this world is called Sinas Abrius. The Talmud of the Gro, the Zeich Yisrael, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Minsk, writes a comment. He says that Sinas Abrius can manifest itself in one of two ways. One is there's somebody you don't like and you just don't want to do anything for them. You don't want to be, advantaging them their way or doing anything nice. So you're going to just, let your hatred go with not so benign neglect, as it were. But the second one is somebody who has a diminished social appetite. What does that mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to humans because humans, much of the Torah, is for humans to benefit each other and to do chesed for each other and to create societies with each other. And if a person who is completely unplugged from society, he's unplugged from the world, really they're unplugged from a big tachlis of the Torah. So we all have to figure out how to balance all of that, but a person who is completely checked out from the world, that is quite problematic. One could add, I mean, obviously the Sefarim discuss the idea of his bodedus, and that it's valuable for people to take their space, especially from people who are in situations which are bad influences. I believe that does not really, I believe Chavos Levavos says that his bodedus is still when you're hanging out with tzaddikim only, meaning you can kind of avoid sidestep. You can still be part of a society, but you just need to choose your neighbors extraordinarily wisely. One additional ha'ara is, of course, maybe relevant for other supertatis, is that as time goes on, occasionally men tend to have a diminished social appetite. So I am guilty of such a thing, and I can say that notwithstanding the fact that this is, generally speaking, the way of the world, we need to make sure that we understand that to be plugged in, you know, beyond our, you know, our dalanamos of our lives and our sfarim and everything else, that we need to be plugged in to broader and bigger things and people as well. Next is another Lizech Yisrael on Mishnah Yudbeis in Pirkei Avos. He says, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. What does this mean? Well, he says, this is kind of a little bit of a polemic against the concept of doing a mitzvah shelo lishmo, because we say, gadol avera, pardon me, a avera lishmo. He says, because Chazal tell us, gadol avera lishmo, mitzvah shelo lishmo. So it's better to do an avera shelo lishmo than a mitzvah that is not. I mean, obviously, it's a very puzzling idea, but it's saying how important and paramount Lishma needs to be. Notwithstanding all of that, Rabbi Yossi is coming up, says the Lizech Yisrael, telling us we need to remember that Lishma is the most important thing. We need to do things L'Shem Shamayim, meaning following the mitzvot, and it's not Kedai for a, it's not the Derek of Chassidus to go do an Avera Lishma. Next is this concept, you say, is a person who has negebotim. When they're announcing it, they go to the Kohen, and the Kohen is the one who gets to declare it. But this person is not going to figure it out themselves, even though they know. The Kohen has to be the one who's going to say the nega. But if the Kohen is an Amaretz, and he listens to the person who found it, who's called, you know, a Gon Olam, a great Talmud Chacham, they still say Kenega. What this means is that even if they say the truth, they can't say the full, you know, the full declarative statement. Why? Because we're the Torah, according to the Altar of Slobodka, look, you can see how far the Torah is willing to go to keep us away from lying. If you deviate from truth just one moment, that's Dover Shkarim. It's speaking lies, and it's like a lie. So even more so, we should try to keep ourselves so much distanced from just a little bit of a lie. We say Kenega. Then we say the Tamei person is Vehuvo Ela Kohen. So Tzaraas comes when a person speaks Lashon Hara. And generally, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, when people speak, they like to speak about leaders. They like to speak about people at the top. They like to take them down. So Minastam, a Lashon Hara person wouldn't want to go to the Kohen volitionally. So that's why it says Huvehuva La Kohen, meaning since the Lashon Hara that got them into this mess, got them, was involved with a transaction or occurrence involving the Kohen, they might be hesitant to go to them. That's why they, the Chazal say, that even brought Bal Korcho. Last is a Remir Simcha, the Meshech Chochma says Vitziva HaKohen V'lakach Lam Mitahir. What's the Mitahir? He's Pael. It's reflexive. And it's not Nitahir, not the one that is made pure. Why? What does it show? That really the Tahara process is the Mitzvah's internal process. Because they're fixing their ways, they're improving, they're doing tshuva, and that's when the neg is going to go away. That's why they call it a mitahir, says the Meshech Chochma. Meaning often we're looking for other people to solve our problems, but the way to solve problems is internally. The big lekach to try to share from this. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.